Over the past few years, we've been following the inception and the growth of the company Neatbox. It's a company set up by Gavin Neat, looking at accessible solutions to a whole range of everyday issues that people with a whole range of disabilities do come across. Now, it's very much app-based and using new simple technology. So it's time to catch up with Gavin once again to hear how things have been going. It has been some time, in fact a few months, Gavin, since we spoke with you at the Falkirk Wheel. You are launching the Welcome app.
Indeed, and it's fantastic to be back on the show. I'm starting to feel like a regular. But no, it's great to talk to you again, Alan. And yeah, it was super to have a day with you at the Falkirk Wheel and the Forth Valley Sensory Centre, who were the first to use Welcome. And we've moved on. We've done some good stuff since then. And I've got a few things to tell your listeners about, which I'm looking forward to.
Great. Okay, well, tell us first of all then, for people who probably aren't aware of the apps that you've been looking at, because they've grown, and indeed more and more places are now using the apps.
Yeah, well, it goes back a long way. 2006, Steve Jobs and the guys at Apple did some amazing stuff with the original iPhones, and then I kind of saw that people were using iPhones. It seemed really easy to see a future where people were using smart technology to actually communicate and to do loads of different things. So I thought, well, place it on a pedestrian crossing, because a lot of my clients at the time weren't able to find the button and press the button, or the button was just too far out of the way. And they lost the orientation between getting to the button, holding onto the tactile cone if there was no audible signal, getting back to the curb edge, losing the orientation, having less time to cross the road. And I mean, last June, we were up for an award, which was a CIHT Department for Transport Award for some work we were going to be doing in Largs. And we've now installed every single crossing in Largs with this new button system. It's actually called Button by Neatbox, if you're looking it up online. It's on the App Store and it's free and you can download it and you can check it out. Now, unfortunately, fortunately for the people at Largs, but unfortunately, it's not everywhere yet, and it will take some time to get everywhere. But about a month ago, we were approached to install the system in Lockerbriggs. And as a slight change to what we'd done in Largs, they were saying, oh, would you be able to extend the crossing time? And we did. And the reason they were looking at that was because they had an A road that was going through the middle of Lockerbriggs outside a nursery school, and trucks were going past at 40 miles an hour, and children were finding it hard to get across the road with their parents, and really dangerous. And you can imagine in wet weather, it would have just been a nightmare with these lorries going past. So they installed a pedestrian crossing, and we did. So we've added a little bit longer for the kids when they come out and they crocodile across the road in one of those long chains of children, and they can all do it in a oneer now instead of having to split it into two. So that was Lockerbriggs. And people can just request. We had a request for a crossing in Perth the other day within the app. So then it's up to us to talk to councils and say, look, this exists. It's possible. We can do this. Not only can you operate it with your phone, but if it is operated with your phone, it will give a person longer to cross the road.
Indeed. So you don't have to find the button, push the button, the phone will do it all for you and let you know when it's safe to cross. I mean, it sounds a simple idea and something which would benefit, you know, even people with mobility problems, blind and partially sighted people, even people with prams.
Yeah, indeed. And one of the greatest days for us, I'm here in Edinburgh at near the Edinburgh International Conference Centre, and we set up a demo outside the International Conference Centre, and we had two young chaps, both highly intelligent, both degree students in chemistry, and both had cerebral palsy. And neither found it very easy or could even press the button at all. And we placed the phone into the lap of Andrew, and he got up to the crossing, and we said, it's going to press the button for you. And he went, yeah, right. He looked over his shoulder, the wait light came on, and he crossed the road. And my word, that was a buzz for us. I'm getting a bit goosebumps right now, because you suddenly realize the simplest thing in the world can be the hardest thing in the world if it's not an easy thing to do for people. So yeah, there's a whole range of people that we want to help, and just watching Andrew and Chris cross the road was just fantastic for us.
And you have the Welcome app as well. That was the kind of latest one that you've been launching.
That's the one that you saw at the Falkirk Wheel. And this was a customer services application. And it was something that I'd noticed when I worked for Guide Dogs, was when somebody walks into a shop, it's hard to get the kind of customer service that you want. And in the worst case scenarios, you even get refused service at all. And we've all heard and we've all seen these situations where somebody doesn't get allowed in with an assistance dog. The hand comes up, the person says, stop, you can't come in. And quite rightfully, our guide dog owners and assistance dog owners go, what the heck's going on here? So the idea that we could inform that person before we got to the door that we had a perfect right to be there, but not only that, give them a little bit of information about how they should interact. The staff training is a big, big part of all customer service, but it's really difficult to actually maintain that training constantly. It's like learning a new language and then a year later or 2 years later, then being told you're going to go to that country and speak fluently. It doesn't happen unless you practice all the time. So staff training in the moment that the people need it is a big part of welcome. And we've had some super support from some of the major charities, including RNIB, Guide Dogs and Scope and people like that, to actually provide that information within the app.
Okay, so if I was going, say, to a supermarket in my local area, I know they have welcome there, and if they don't, I can ask for it. I can basically just go onto the app. I can say, right, I'm going to come at such and such a time. I'm a guide dog owner, so don't clap the dog, but if you come up to me, you know, say hello, and here's what I'm looking for a bit of help and assistance. So when I arrive, I'm not hunting, trying to find the customer service desk, trying to find a queue. You know, they could actually just meet me at the door.
Yeah, and that's pretty much where we want to go. The main three things that we do, and I think we need to underline this, is that it's an overview of the condition that you may or may not have, to say, look, here's a very brief overview. If you have autism, if you have epilepsy, if you have dementia, if you have cerebral palsy, if you have Parkinson's, an overview of what that might mean for you. It's not specific to that person, but it just gives the staff member a moment to have a contemplative moment when they just go, ah, yeah, okay, I've got to think about this. And then we give top tips. In other words, don't clap the person's dog. Yes, my dog's beautiful, but it really is a good idea if you don't get on your hands and knees and go, isn't he lovely? What's his name then? And then have a conversation with my dog. So we have top tips on how to interact. I mean, even something as simple as if you're talking to somebody who, if you're a customer service rep, and you're talking to somebody who does lip reading, not having a light source behind you so that they can see what you're actually saying. So these top tips to the customer service team prior to you walking through the door. And then we've just added this tiny bit in there, which is just specifics that you want to add a message that day. Now, that could be a shopping list. It could be, I'm wanting a pint. It could be, I'm wanting to withdraw money if it's a bank. And yeah, the person hopefully gets better service because of it. And all of the venues that we've been involved with so far, at the very least, it's raising their awareness of this as a challenge and an issue.
In terms of businesses that are looking at welcome or have taken it on, has that been growing?
I think I can mention this. I'm looking across at my marketing manager and going, we can mention this. So we've signed up Royal Bank of Scotland head office, with a mind one day, hopefully, to extend it to all branches. But of course, we have to prove the concept with them first at the head office. We have just recently signed up Doubletree Hilton in Edinburgh, Bread Street. And they've been absolutely fantastic. They are really, really keen to improve their customer service. And just the other day even said, well, if anybody's using the app, they're actually going to be looking at giving a discount off lunches and things like this. So if you were using the app when you turned up, you would get a discount. Who else have we got? Oh, there's a couple of big ones that I can't mention until we get something signed, but there's a reason to come back in a couple of months' time. But big guys. And we've also got small, but equally as important, places like Pinnies and Poppy Seeds on St Mary's Street in Edinburgh, which is a shortbread shop. We've got Maison de Moggy, which is a cat cafe in Edinburgh where you go along and you can spend time with the cats. We've got Edinburgh Printmakers, who are a fantastic charity. And we've actually got Edinburgh Airport. I believe I can tell you that one. And we haven't set up with them yet. But when we do, people who are traveling through Edinburgh Airport will arrive and get better service, we hope, from the staff.
That will be a fantastic one. Can I take the guide dog into Maison Moggy? That may cause a problem.
Now, that's an interesting question. Nobody's tried that one yet. I think that might be a no-no. I'm going to say it's probably not a good plan.
Gavin, we're almost out of time. And we're going to talk about awards and things. We'll catch up with you again about that, because you have won awards. There's more in the offing as well. I'm sure people can find out a lot more from you on your website. But if people want to get in touch, how do they do that?
Best plan is to go to the website. We've also got Facebook, which is Neatbox. If you just search for Neatbox on Facebook, then come and join us there, because then people get regular updates. But if they want to write to us directly, they can write to hello@neatbox.com. One thing I would say, if you want to just give it a shot, download Welcome by Neatbox, and it's on Apple and on Android, and Button by Neatbox, which is similar. And you can request venues that you would like to see the app. And the great thing about this is all the cost is on the venue. The venue gets better customers, or more customers through the door, because they're using it, and the customer doesn't pay a penny. It's free to all of your listeners.
Fantastic. And Neatbox, of course, N-E-A-T-E box.
That's it, N-E-A-T-E-B-O-X.
Brilliant.
One word.
Gavin, we'll catch up with you again soon for the rest of the news and some more big announcements for the apps. But in the meantime, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
A real pleasure, Alan.